Wisconsin produces a third of the nation's green beans. Now the crop is threatened by a couple of viruses that soybean aphids carry. Tom German is the chair of the UW-Madison Entomology Department. He says the aphid, which is native to China, first turned up on soybeans in 2000.
The reason for that this aphid went wild is because it was introduced into a habitat where there were no natural enemies and it had not come to equilibrium with its environment yet, so its population spiked.
And would you say it is in equilibrium now or not?
No, it will reach equilibrium probably in a few years if it behaves typically.
German says ladybugs are doing their best to knock down the aphid population, but will never eliminate the pest.
Their reproductive rate is incredible. You can look in a microscope and you can see aphids with babies in them, and you can see babies in those babies.
Once the aphids get crowded on soybean plants, German says they move on to snap bean fields and spread disease. This summer, his research team will try to determine where the aphids pick up the virus that infects green beans.
It produces beans that are distorted, sometimes have spots on them. It reduces the yield.
Meanwhile, to stop the pin-sized aphid from decimating bean crops, scientists are working on plant varieties that are resistant to the insect. Most home gardeners don't have to worry about the aphid unless they're located next to infested soybean fields. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.